I want to invite our readers to come forward. This Sunday, instead of having one particular scripture, we're going to actually hear six different scriptures kind of on this theme of remembering and God doing something new, this paradox that we see throughout scripture. So I invite our readers to come forward to share with us.
Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9.
I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Isaiah 43, 19.
This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Luke 22, 19.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, there is new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. 1 Corinthians 5, 17.
And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Matthew 28, 20.
And the one who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Revelation 21, verse 5.
So we could have picked dozens more verses that kind of speak to this paradox that we see throughout the scripture. This paradox where, on the one hand, God over and over again calls the people to remember. Remember what God has done in the past. Remember who they have been. Remember those who have come before them. And then on the other hand, God tells the people that God is about to do something new, that the Holy Spirit is going to move in and among them in a new way, that there is a new teaching, a new commandment, a new journey, a new venture. And while the Bible was written by many different authors, and they didn't always agree with each other, this paradox was not part of that disagreement. There was not this tension between the traditionalists, those writers of Scripture who wanted things to be done like they've always been done, or the more progressive writers that wanted to usher in a new way. Instead, what we see throughout Scripture is that whenever God asked the people to remember their past, it was never in the context of trying to hold on to what was. Rather, it was reminding the people of how faithful God has been so that the people might find the courage they need to live out the new place that God was calling them to go. A new journey. A new land, a new covenant, a new commandment. The call to remember, in essence, was a call to trust. To trust that just as God was found to be faithful to our spiritual ancestors when they were called to set out on their own unknown and at times scary journey, so too will God be faithful to us. And so on this All Saints Sunday, our invitation is to remember our past, not so we can try to go back to it, but so we can find the courage to face our future together. And often when the biblical writers reminded the people of this paradox between remembering and doing something new, it was when the people found themselves in a time of uncertainty. They found themselves in a time when an old world was passing away, but the new one hadn't quite been birthed just yet. It was the time of the people wandering in the wilderness. They had left slavery in Egypt, but they had not yet made it to the promised land. They were living in the in-between. Or it was when the Jewish exiles returned from their captivity in Babylon, came back to their home, to their city, to Jerusalem, but the city was still in ruins. They had not yet rebuilt the walls. They had not yet rebuilt the temple. They were living in an in-between time. It was Jesus proclaiming that the kingdom of God had arrived, that it was here right now, a present reality. And yet in the very next statement, telling the disciples that he would suffer and die, an in-between time. It was the disciples seeing the risen Christ, but feeling completely overwhelmed with their call as they tried to figure out what it meant to be church, what it meant to move from seeing God as a tribal God to the hope for all the world. This idea that the Spirit had a whole lot more to teach them. This in-between time. Over and over and over again, throughout our faith story, God's people seem to find themselves living in the in-between. And I would argue that we may be living in one of those times right now, as individuals, as two churches, and perhaps the world as a whole. We live in a time where there's a great struggle between those who want to ensure that historically marginalized groups have more freedom, more justice, more rights, more equality than ever before, and those who are afraid that such a new world is scary or that they might lose something. We live in a time of unprecedented technology and a time where the natural world seems to be groaning all around us as the impacts of climate change accelerate the damage of things like droughts and hurricanes and tornadoes and floods. We live in a time where literally every single person with a social media account has a voice, and yet a time where there is rampant cyberbullying and online misinformation. And on a much more local level, our two churches have found that we are living in a time where we are trying to decide who is God calling us to be going forward. Both East Congregational Church and First Congregational Church have such a rich history. And yet we believe God may be calling us to do something greater than either of us can do on our own. We live in a time of uncertainty and anxiety, a time of excitement and a time of trepidation, a time of hope and a time of wondering if the hope that we have to offer is strong enough for what we may have to face. So friends, as we journey into the future, it is so important that we take time to remember. Let's remember stories from our past. Let's remember that in the Civil War, the Ladies Aid Society at East Congregational Church completely ran the church while the men were away fighting, ensuring not only that the church survived, but that it flourished, even as they blessed those who had gone to a distant part of the country to ensure that all people could be free. Right now, I don't know what lies ahead, but my guess is that so many people, especially perhaps our Haitian siblings, are terrified. And as we may be called to offer sanctuary against forces that want to demean and harm them, we can remember those heroic women of East Church who stood in the gap while our nation found itself in its most divided time ever, when we had to decide whether all people could truly be free. Those women stood up and said, "You can count on us." We live in a time where members of the LGBTQ community, and especially our trans siblings, once again find themselves as political punching bags, as the objects of ads on TV. And so it's important for us to remember that our affirmation and welcome and support mean more now than maybe ever before. But we also remember that we are not making a new decision here, that both of our churches have already decided that we are open and affirming. And when we made those decisions, then yeah, maybe years ago we lost a few members. That decision was scary. We wondered what the consequences would be. But today we know that it was absolutely the right thing to do. And so we look to our brave ancestors of the past, not too distant past, because some of you here today were instrumental in leading us on that path. And we remember that every single person is a child of God. Every single person is worthy of finding a community where they are loved and accepted and supported and affirmed for exactly who they are. Or when global tragedies like 9/11 or COVID tempt us to circle the wagons, let's remember those brave people from First Congregational Church who chose to build the center school even after the stock market tumbled in the wake of 9/11. Let's remember that both of our churches have decided to reimagine who we are and to listen closely to who God is calling us to be as we come out of a global pandemic, when it would have been so easy to just say, it's too hard, it's too much, but that's not what we did. We worked and we listened to each other and we came up with bold new visions and ventures that we could be a place where all people belong, grow, and serve, that we can recognize that we might just be better together. You see, friends, in times of uncertainty or times of transition, the act of remembering seems to be the first thing that God calls us to do. Because when we remember, we realize that we are not the first people to face hard times. We are not the first people that God has called out into the unknown. And we are not the first people who have leaned on all those who have come before us so that we might find the courage to build something new, something that will impact those who will come after us, just as those who've come before us have impacted who we are today. This act of remembering is why we observe All Saints Sunday every year. Today especially is a time for us to be intentional in honoring all those who have loved us and who we loved, who we love still. But it's also more than that. Today is a time for us to recognize that though this great cloud of witnesses, our saints that we will name in just a moment, that though they may not still be with us, the impact they have on who we are and on who we are becoming, well, that impact never dies. So friends, I invite us to remember together as we join in our litany of remembrance that's an insert in our bulletin.